This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The midterm election has come and gone, but Louisiana voters still have one more decision to make. The Secretary of State's race won't be decided until December 8th. A simple majority of voters will choose either Republican Kyle Ardoin or Democrat Gwen Collins-Greenup as the state's next head of elections. Jeremy Alford is the publisher of LawPolitics.com and is here to discuss what's ahead in this race. Jeremy, there were originally 9 candidates for the Secretary of State's job. It was expected that this race would go into a runoff, but this isn't necessarily the matchup people were anticipating.
No, I think because he was the incumbent, that a lot of eyes were on Kyle Ardoin, but the big question was who was going to get in there with him. And Julie Stokes was a Republican state representative who had some crossover appeal, but there were two Democrats, two women, Renee Free and Collins-Greenup, and there's a lot of uncertainty, but the polls started to kind of firm up towards the end, and the overnights that I was able to see were starting to show that pairing towards the last, you know, kind of in that last week. The polling trends were really all over the place, and you know, everything about this primary election was unexpected and somewhat surprising. Even the turnout was a lot higher than even state officials thought.
So Collins-Greenup received 28% of the vote in East Baton Rouge Parish. That was more than any other candidate. In Orleans Parish, she received 35%, which was a very close second behind the other Democrat, Renee Fontenot-Free. And Collins-Greenup did that without the official backing of the state Democratic Party. So as a long-shot candidate, really, what is it that got her into this runoff?
Well, you know, there are kind of, at least right now, 3 different theories floating around. The first, the academic, being that if she has anyone to thank, it's the alphabet. Because of her listing on the ballot, she was the first Democrat that voters came in contact with. And look, if you just look at the election results every year and look at the number of votes as you move down the ballot, further down the ballot you get, the fewer votes there are. Secondly, you know, supposedly Greenup is a very popular name in New Orleans. And Collins is a common name in most of Louisiana's black communities.
Collins-Greenup is an African-American.
She is.
So Gwen Collins-Greenup, Kyle Ardoin, those will be the 2 names on the December ballot. Other than party, what are the things that distinguish these candidates from one another?
Quite a bit. One is a Republican, one is a Democrat, one is a man, one is a woman, one is a white man, the other is an African-American woman. Probably the biggest difference between the two is going to be experience in working with the Secretary of State's office. You have Kyle Ardoin, who is currently the Secretary of State. He served in that office for a number of years. He has a background in politics and public service. And it's you know, to stack those two up next to each other, it's the one kind of shining difference between the two.
The Secretary of State in Louisiana is responsible for overseeing elections and for managing the state's archives, registering businesses. So given that job description, how much does a candidate's political affiliation really have to do with the job?
Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing. Zero. In fact, I would suggest that the state would be just fine without an elected Secretary of State. Just like Lieutenant Governor, there are other states that don't elect one. Maybe the same could happen in Louisiana.
Jeremy Alford, publisher of LawPolitics.com. Thanks for being here.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.